what phantom background they have, and who is the money behind them, because it certainly isn't the guy giving $5 from Gillette or $10 from Powell. That's not where they're getting their money.
Now, let's not forget the group Democracy Alliance.
Wyoming Promise is a grassroots organization of Wyoming citizens.
I will do everything I can to ensure that the former president never again gets anywhere near the Oval Office.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Oh, I've been waiting for this one. Here we go. Good morning, my friends, and welcome to this special presentation of Cowboy State Politics. I just returned from the Save Wyoming rally that was held in Lander, Wyoming yesterday. It was a great time, and pretty soon I'll bring you my as well as several other speeches that were given yesterday. Until then, here's a really important episode I did about Liz Cheney's funding. It's really important that you understand who is behind Liz Cheney. All of the references to everything that I talk about in this episode is available at the website underneath the show content tab. Do your own research so you know it to be true for yourself. This program could not exist without the generous sponsors of Cowboy State Politics. And this replay is brought to you by the Wing It Food Truck. If you want the most amazing hot wings in the state of Wyoming, then you need to track down the Wing It Food Truck. I personally recommend the garlic parmesan wings. They're incredible. And I had some at the Save Wyoming rally. They're mind-blowing. Well, anyway, to figure out where that truck is going to be, you go to cowboystatepolitics.com underneath the sponsors tab, and you'll find their schedule there. Today, on Saturday, they'll be in Burlington and in Rock Springs. Tomorrow, Monday, they'll be in Cody from 4 to 9. And they're finally coming to visit me in Buffalo from 4 to 7. Tuesday, they'll be in Sundance from 11 to 2 and Belle Fouche from 4 to 7, Grable from 11 to 2 and in Powell from 4 to 7. And then on Wednesday, they'll be in Spearfish, Lovell from 11 to 2 and Worland from 4 to 7. So go figure out where that truck is going to be and plan your entire week around them. Without further ado, here's the program. Show me your friends and I'll show you your future. And boy, does Crickets Cheney have a whole bunch of them. Well, good morning, my friends, and welcome to this special episode. From high above all other pedantic and unobservant forms of Wyoming mainstream media, this is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming. Vladimir Lenin once said, "Show me who your friends are, and I'll show you who you are." Who would have thought that his prophetic words would aptly describe the political environment that we are living in? Contrary to what the media tells you, the vast majority of political money that is spent in American campaigns comes from the radical left. One group alone, called Arabella Advisors, spent $1.2 billion just by themselves to get Joe Biden installed in the White House. Several times on this program, I have told you about different radical leftist groups that are operating within the state of Wyoming. Those are the usual suspects: labor unions, the Center for American Progress, and the Tides Foundation. And when you take a look at it, it usually boils down to a very small, very rich, and very powerful group of people, many of whom are tied into industry leaders. So, for example, during the special legislative session this past October, every single legislator that voted against having it or did not turn in a ballot received campaign money from either Pfizer, the Wyoming Medical PAC, or the Wyoming Education Association. And honestly, that's just the money that we know about that was reported to the Secretary of State's office. So really, it's not that big of a stretch to see the correlation between agenda-driven campaign donations and the resulting votes of legislators. The difference between those campaign donations and what we're going to talk about today is Pfizer, the Wyoming Medical PAC, and the Wyoming Education Association did their business out in broad daylight. All I had to do was look it up and to tally a list. That's it. The fact that the Wyoming media didn't even bother to ask the simple question as, why are all these people voting this way? Tells you one of two things. They're either completely incapable of critical thought, or B, they don't want to tell you the truth. Personally, I think it's a little bit of both. For the past 2 weeks, the Wyoming media, the CalPie, the Casper Star Tribune, and anybody with a vested interest in Wyoming's congressional race has been going on and on about campaign fundraising. Harriet Hageman took money from PACs. Liz Cheney's raising a bunch of money from Democrats. Anthony Bouchard isn't raising that much money right now at all. The big question that they didn't ask, though, is who exactly is giving money to these candidates? Alex, I'll take who's in bed with leftists for $500. But first, some completely egregious self-promotion. You can listen to the podcast on any of your favorite podcasting apps. iHeartRadio, iTunes, Pandora, really any of them will work. But the easiest way is just to go to the website, cowboystatepolitics.com. There, you can find all of the shows as well as any of the articles that I might bring up during the course of a program. If your name is Crickets Cheney and you have no idea what's about to happen to you, well, you could have gone to cowboystatepolitics.com, pulled up an article, and educated yourself, just like you should have been doing this whole time, but didn't. Before I get going, I think it's important to tell you why I call Liz Cheney Crickets. She hasn't spoke to Wyoming Republicans in over 450 days. She's hardly ever on the campaign trail in the state, and when she does show up, she charges constituents to see her. That's exactly what she did for her little shindig down in Jackson, which I have to tell you, that one is going to play a starring role in today's episode. But it makes you wonder, who is she talking to? She's not talking to Wyoming citizens, so she has to be talking to somebody else. And given all the press she's received recently about her $7 million war chest, it's a good bet that she's talking to those folks. I did contact Representative Cheney's campaign staff and asked for a comment for today's episode. Here's exactly what I sent to Jeremy Adler. Quote, Wednesday, I'm publishing a big episode about Representative Cheney's fundraising and about the Great Task PAC. What is the Great Task? If you'd like to comment about the donations she's accepted, let me know. The deadline is Tuesday at 6 o'clock Mountain. I know for a fact that the message was received because I happen to have Mr. Adler's cell phone number. The fact that she didn't respond to the biggest political podcast in the state of Wyoming should tell you volumes. And given the subject matter, you'd think that she'd respond, but apparently not. So, on with the show. Throughout this episode, I want you to keep that question in your mind. What is the great task? The easy and the superficial answer, well, maybe it's not so superficial because the Wyoming mainstream media didn't ask it, but the great task is Liz Cheney's Political Action Committee. They only have one donation recipient, and that's Liz Cheney herself and her cowboy pack. But words matter, and the words that people choose matter because they have meaning to them. So the question I want you to keep in your head is, so what is the great task? What's the task that you're referring to? By the end of this episode, you'll have an answer to that question. Our story begins with an episode we did back on March 19th, entitled Wyoming Promise or Is It? Now, in that episode, I told you about a group called Wyoming Promise that claims that they're totally grassroots and they're totally funded by Wyoming citizens, and all they want to do is get a handle on all of this dark money that's being spent in political campaigns. Here's the head of Wyoming Promise, Ken Chestak, telling us exactly what this group is about. Now, I found this piece of audio after I did the episode about Wyoming Promise. This is from 4 years ago, where he did an interview with Wyoming Public Radio.
Wyoming Promise is a grassroots organization of Wyoming citizens who have seen that we have serious problems with money in politics, that we need to solve that problem first. So we are working to get a measure on the Wyoming ballot that would basically say we call for a constitutional amendment to allow for meaningful campaign finance reform.
Now, doesn't that just sound great? I mean, who doesn't want to get a handle on all this campaign finance stuff? Well, Ken Chestak doesn't, and they're totally grassroots. In the interview, they're all wearing these little buttons with the Wyoming Promise logo on it. It's a W with some red and blue lines, and actually, it looks exactly the same as the American Promise logo, only that's an A and not a W. Totally original and completely grassroots. Now, here's what I told you back in that March 19th episode about these guys. You remember how their website says that they're a grassroots organization and that they're totally Wyoming-based? And they're completely nonpartisan. Don't forget that part. Oh yeah, but there was that little bit about them being linked to a national group called American Promise. And here, in their own words, is who the sponsors of American Promise are. I took this next little soundbite off of a video that they put out. Here it is.
We like to thank our sponsors, the Brennan Center for Social Justice, Public Citizen, and People for the American Way.
Huh. People for the American Way. Now there's another flowery sounding group. So just so we're tracking here, Wyoming Promise is linked to other progressive groups in the state of Wyoming that are funded through a very small number of people who have ties to larger progressive groups, and namely George Soros. But they're also linked to a national group called American Promise, who is funded by People for the American Way. According to Influence Watch, which is that great website that I tell you about all the time where you can track the money sources from all of these different groups, they characterize People for the American Way as the following, quote, People for the American Way is a left-of-center advocacy group formed in 1981 by liberal Hollywood television producer Norman Lear to oppose the conservative principles espoused by Christian conservative televangelists. People for the American Way monitors what it characterizes as, air quotes here, right-wing activities, advocates for left-of-center policy agendas, and helps to elect liberal political candidates. People for the American Way's policies include left-of-center positions on a wide range of issues, including public funding of abortion providers, a path to citizenship for illegal immigrants, tax and spend big government budgeting, and a general opposition to President Donald Trump's policies and appointments. And guess who's on the advisory board for American Promise? Former Wyoming Senator Alan Simpson. Oh, just love him. And he's really concerned about dark money, even though he sits on the board of a group that's funded by dark money. But, you know, pay no attention to that. Here's what he had to say about all of this political fundraising.
Has the Citizens United versus FEC ruling already impacted political campaigns in Wyoming, local, county, state, federal, and community?
Oh, yes, I believe they have. And they pick some very glorious-sounding names. Have the Constitution or Liberty or Justice or Freedom or America or whatever, or Equality, whatever. And they're not bad people. They're not, but they're getting injections of money that you and I don't know where it comes from. It's there, and it's real. And they use good names, and they go to the hearings, and they hire good people. They hire people who are smooth and sharp and hang around the legislature and take you to dinner, and nothing new about that, but you don't know what phantom background they have and who is the money behind them, because it certainly isn't the guy giving $5 from Gillette.
Wow, sounds pretty serious. One question, Al. If it's so serious, then why do you sit on the board for American Promise, who is funded by People for the American Way, who is funded by the Tides Foundation, and of course, spooky dude himself, George Soros? I swear, all roads lead back to that guy. Now, everything you're hearing this morning, you can verify it at influencewatch.org or at opensecrets.org. I've put a link to both of them at cowboystatepolitics.com so you can do your own research. Don't take my word for any of this stuff. Learn it for yourself so that you can make your own argument. If you're a new listener to the program and you just don't have any idea who Spooky Dude is, here's a piece from Fox News in 2010 It's a primer on who George Soros really is.
Today has been an extremely difficult and turbulent day. Massive speculative flows continue to disrupt the functioning exchange rate mechanism.
The money that I made on this particular transaction, the estimate is about $1 billion.
Along with currencies, Soros also collapses regimes. With his Open Society Fund, which was founded in 1979, Soros has helped fund the Velvet Revolution in the Czech Republic, the Orange Revolution in the Ukraine, the Rose Revolution in Georgia. He also helped engineer coups in Slovakia, Croatia, and Yugoslavia. So what is his target now? Us. America.
He said it himself on many occasions. He said, what I have done in other countries in terms of overturning bad governments, I'm going to do in this country.
Our country needs us. And we need people like George Soros, who is fearless and willing to step up when it counts.
Political analysts say the shadow party he has built here greatly resembles those he created in other countries before instigating a coup.
He created his own party within a party, or his shadow party outside of the Democratic Party, the Center for American Progress. That was one of the original shadow party groups. This group, from the beginning, was charged with getting control of the conservative media. Many of the people in the Obama administration were just drawn right up from there.
He spent millions in 2004 to drive President Bush out of office. He didn't succeed. But changing the attitude and policies of America, he says, remains his top priority. In one of his books, Soros writes, quote, "The main obstacle to a stable and just world order is the United States," end quote. You wouldn't want a man like this anywhere near the President of the United States, would you? Soros has been granted at least four visits so far to the Obama White House. This, a man who has repeatedly called for the devaluation of the dollar.
A slow decline in the value of the dollar, a managed decline.
He's waged a war against capitalism.
Capitalism is not directly opposed to open society. Nevertheless, it poses some serious threats.
This is a man who wants the world to be one global society without borders or individual governments. One global society and one global gatekeeper.
Collapsing currencies, collapsing governments, buying elections, and his groups are active in Wyoming. After the break, I'm going to show you how all of this starts to tie back to Crickets Cheney. Well, since we're talking about a guy that likes to collapse governments and economies, it seems fitting that our sponsor for this portion of the program is Gunrunner Auctions. Right now is the highest we have ever seen gun markets, and the best performers are the vintage collectible firearms, Winchesters, Colts, and rare military weapons. Over in Cody, Gunrunner Auctions is one of the leading online auction houses in the country, and they're celebrating their 23rd year. Scott Weber, the owner, has been into firearms for almost 60 years, and he'll travel to the estate. First, he appraises the firearms for the heirs, and then he takes them to his Cody auction facility, where he and his team research them, sometimes getting factory letters from the Cody Museum to learn more about each firearm's history. Every month, beginning on the 7th, Scott and his crew post 500 fine firearms for sale. All of them start at $20 with no reserve. Gunrunner Auctions charges only 15% for selling your firearms. They've sold the personal collections of Elvis Presley, Steve McQueen, Alex McCord, and Herb Parsons, just to name a few. With their 40,000 bidders in all 50 states, they'll realize the highest prices for your precious firearms. That's GunrunnerAuctions.com. Don't forget about the Cowboy State Politics Facebook page. Like it, share it, follow it, tell everybody you know about it. Of course, I'll post all of the episodes there, but also anything I find during the course of the week that I think you might be interested in. So don't forget to like it and share it so that you can keep up with everything that's happening at Cowboy State Politics. As this election season heats up, there's going to be a lot of Wyoming political news that you'll need to keep abreast of, and Cowboy State Politics is going to be your source for all of the information that you need to know about. All right, back to Liz Cheney and all of her spooky friends. Now, I'm not suggesting that Liz Cheney personally knows George Soros, but it's entirely possible that the people that she hangs around with do. 2 days after I finished the episode that I just got done telling you about, Liz Cheney had her gig in Jackson on March 22nd. She was speaking at an event with Nick Penniman. By the way, she charged her constituents $10 a pop to even get in the door and listen to what she had to say. Nick Penniman is the president and CEO of this group called Issue One. Not exactly a flowery-sounding name for an organization, but it was one that I hadn't heard of before. Nick Penniman is a progressive activist and former executive director and co-founder of the Huffington Post Investigative Fund, which he started with a grant from the Center for American Progress. Yeah, that same spooky dude George Soros group. There is scant information about Issue One on their website, aside from a little graphic that says they're a proud member of the Bridge Alliance. Now, when you start digging into any of these groups, the word alliance crops up a lot. And what you find is that most of these groups are all different parts of a whole, and most of the time they're funded by the same types of individuals. So if you go to the website for the Bridge Alliance, which I did because I was trying to learn more about the people who are hanging out with my congresswoman, really, there's not a lot on this website either, except for a whole page that lists a whole bunch of different groups that are associated with the Bridge Alliance. And you scroll down a little bit. Uh-oh. What's this? American Promise. Yep, same group that has ties to the People for the American Way and the Tides Foundation. The Tides Foundation, that's the same group that one of their major funders is George Soros. So, American Promise, Issue 1, Nick Penniman, they're all tied in together. So, let's go back to Issue 1 from Influence Watch, and I quote, Issue 1 Action's parent organization is a 501c3 founded in 2014 as the result of a merger between two left-leaning organizations, Fund for the Republic and Americans for Campaign Reform. Early financial support for the organization came from the Democracy Alliance, a coalition of left-of-center political donors. Here's a little piece from Fox News in 2010 about the Democracy Alliance.
Now, let's not forget the group Democracy Alliance. It's a nonprofit umbrella organization. Love that. They advise big spenders where to donate their money. Well, let's look who sits on the board. This is great. This is, do we have a picture of Michael? Michael Vachon. He's currently George Soros' political advisor. Guess who else? Drummond Pike, the former head of Tides. In 2006, it was reported that Democracy Alliance steered at least $6 million to Media Matters. So there they are. There they are in the shadows, but now they can step right out into the direct sunlight. They've been hiding until now. Isn't it feel better now? Don't you feel freer, George?
Since the formation of Democracy Alliance in 2005, they have steered more than $600 million to a portfolio of carefully selected groups, including pillars of the Clinton-aligned establishment like the think tank Center for American Progress and the media watchdog Media Matters. From Influence Watch, and I quote, the group was not created to dole out money itself. Rather, it was meant to operate more as an exclusive collective of partners, billionaires and millionaires, and later organizations committed to providing at least $200,000 per year to left-of-center organizations. Billionaire financier George Soros and the late Progressive Insurance Chairman Peter Lewis are the most notable Democracy Alliance donors. But the list of Democracy Alliance partners includes many of the biggest names in liberal politics, end quote. Let me just give you a list of some of their partners. These are liberal groups that a lot of them are shell corporations, but they're ways that they can funnel money to different causes. Here we go. The ACLU, the Center for American Progress, Action Fund, Center for Community Change. Oh, that one just gets me right in my heart. Color of Change. That's Van Jones's outfit. Issue 1. Media Matters for Wyoming. I mean, Media Matters for America. PBS for America. Planned Parenthood. Priorities USA. The 1630 Fund. Organizing for Action. That's Barack Obama's group. American Federation of Teachers. Black Lives Matter. MoveOn.org. And the list goes on and on and on. But the one we're most interested in this morning is Issue 1. And its founder, Nick Peniman, a guy with multiple close ties to George Soros. And on March 22nd, in Jackson, Wyoming, he was standing on a stage with our Congresswoman, Liz Cheney. Why? And a personal question, why did her staff, or her security detail for that matter, let her go within 100 yards of this guy? This guy has multiple close ties to a billionaire who has openly said he wants to overthrow the United States of America. Talk about an insurrection that Liz Cheney really ought to be investigating. How about we start with George Soros and his buddy that you were hanging out with on March 22nd? Wow. I get it, though. The people that she's going after, they're not progressives like her new buddy Nick. And they certainly don't have the political donation connections that he does. So while everybody else was laughing and talking about this...
Look, I'm a Republican. Well, not all Republicans. I pause because I've been kicked out of some party organizations, but I'm a Republican.
Yeah, I know. I was there. But while everybody else was talking and laughing about that, I was busy thinking about what she said directly before it. Listen to this.
Again, I think this is a place where when you're thinking about contributions to make, people to contribute to, read the fine print really carefully and don't reward people who are selling you a bill of goods and look at something that politicians have done since time immemorial, tell people what they think they want to hear.
You mean like telling Wyoming citizens what you think we want to hear? That you're one of us, that you really didn't grow up in Virginia, that you're really from Wyoming, and that you understand Wyoming values. That's exactly what she's saying, but my friends, what I'm more interested in is how she's going about it. For the last 2 weeks, the mainstream Wyoming media has been publishing articles about all of this campaign money that Liz Cheney is raising, but nobody really asks the question as to who is giving it to her, aside from saying, well, you know, there's a lot of Democrats that are donating to her campaign. But the real question is, which Democrats? Who exactly is giving Liz Cheney money? Let's go back to what double-talking Democrat, I mean former Senator Alan Simpson, had to say.
You don't know what phantom background they have and who is the money behind them, because it certainly isn't the guy giving $5 from Gillette.
Nope, she didn't get $7 million from single private individuals giving $5 and $10 and $20 donations. Not at all. Her donors have a lot deeper pockets. Now remember exactly what she said after she was removed as Republican conference chair.
I will do everything I can to ensure that the former president never again gets anywhere near the Oval Office.
So what does everything include? I would say that it includes taking money from whomever will give it to her so she can build up a war chest, regardless of who those people are that are writing the checks. To research any politician's fundraising, go to the website opensecrets.org. You can type in their name or the name of their PAC, and you can pretty much trace down where that money comes from. In Liz Cheney's case, there's a long and distinguished list. Just to get us started here, she took $10,000 from the Believe in America PAC. That's Mitt Romney's leadership PAC. $10,000. You know who also gave money to the Believe in America PAC? Melinda Gates. And then, of course, there was $5,000 that was given to her by Adam Kinzinger's Future First Leadership PAC. Well, and Melinda Gates gave money to him, too. Really, though, we can write that off to both of them hating Donald Trump just as much as Liz Cheney does. But, of course, there is the whole Melinda Gates connection, and we'll get to her a little bit later in the program. Where things get really interesting is with her Great Task PAC. Remember, what's the great task, Liz? Anyhow, it is her PAC. She's the only recipient to the tune of a little over $200,000. $156,770 went to Liz Cheney directly, and then another $50,280 went to her cowboy PAC. Now, before I tell you all the people that contributed to the Great Task PAC, another soundbite from her gig in Jackson.
I think one of the most important things that we can do, and what I think we should do, is demand immediate disclosure.
I agree, Crickets, and we'll do that after a quick break. Spring is here, my friends, though you couldn't tell it by the intermittent snow. Of course, it is April, and we all know what that means. But it's a perfect time to start thinking about construction projects on your property. All winter long, you left all of your fun summertime toys out in the snow, and that doesn't do them any good. So what you should do is call my friends Nick and Jesse at Morton Buildings, 307-674-2532. They'll construct you a building and build it to your exact specifications, and you'll have one that'll fit your needs. These guys are the experts in what they do, and they've been doing it longer than anybody else around. So whether you need a garage or an outbuilding or a horse barn or a roping arena or a giant warehouse, Morton Buildings is the company that you should choose. Give them a call, 307-674-2532, or you can check them out on their website at mortonbuildings.com. And now, let's get back to talking about Liz Cheney's spooky friends. When you pull up Liz Cheney's profile on Open Secrets, it really doesn't look that ominous at all. Frankly, it just looks like a bunch of companies gave her some money. But that's how it's meant to look, so that you don't dig any further into who is giving our politicians money. In 2020 alone, Cox Enterprises gave President Joe Biden $90,000, James Clyburn $41,000, the Democrat Senatorial Campaign Committee $34,000, the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee $33,000. Now, to be fair, they give to Republicans too, it's just a much lower amount. So who exactly is Cox Enterprises? Well, they're an interesting group of people too. It's a media empire that was started by the late Ann Cox Chambers, a diplomat in the Carter administration. She's the billionaire heiress to Cox Enterprises and the daughter of the 1920 Democratic presidential nominee, James M. Cox. In 2016, Forbes estimated her net worth to be approximately $17 billion. Contributions from the Ann Cox Chambers Foundation support various left-identified political and advocacy causes. One of their advocacy arms, the Westpac Foundation, has provided support to a number of aggressively anti-Israel and pro-boycott divestment and sanctions groups. Along with Liz Cheney's campaign committee, they also give money to a number of left-leaning organizations, one of which is the Center for Popular Democracy. The Center for Popular Democracy is a left-of-center 501c3 organization involved in voter mobilization and policy development. The center's stated mission is to create equity, opportunity, and a dynamic democracy in partnership with high-impact base-building organizations and organizing alliances that are in favor of policies such as the Green New Deal. According to Influence Watch, the group has numerous state and local level partner organizations and is active in approximately 30 states. In the 2016 election cycle, they sought contributions to the tune of $7 million, and they worked with the Working Families Organization, that's ACORN, on voter contact and activation. The Center for Popular Democracy is a recommended organization, and they are endorsed by the Progressive Donor Consortium, the Democracy Alliance. One other group of note that Cox Enterprises is involved with is the Proteus Fund. The Proteus Fund is a left-of-center pass-through funder and donor-advised fund provider. These guys invented the funding pass-through model that almost all leftist organizations receive funding through. They push progressive policies such as legalizing same-sex marriage, reducing religious freedom to dissent policies on gay rights and abortion, abolishing capital punishment, reducing military spending, and promoting liberal campaign finance policies like Issue 1. Among the numerous sources that the Proteus Fund receives money through is the Tides Foundation, to the tune of $2.2 million. And if you're tracking with me, that's George Soros. Next on Liz Cheney's list is Aberdeen Incorporated. They gave her $5,000. And they also gave money, $600,000, to the Lincoln Project. You remember those people. Yeah, they're the ones that were responsible for all those Trump-hating signs in Wyoming, specifically along Interstate 80. And they also give money to a whole bunch of Democrats, like the DNC, the Democrat Party of Texas, the Democrat Party of Ohio, the Democrat Party of Virginia, the Democrat Executive Committee of Florida, the Democrat Party of Wisconsin, the Democrat Party of Arizona, the Democrat Party of Nevada, and the Minnesota Democratic Farmer Labor Party. But the big one here is the Lincoln Project. Of course, you remember them. Aside from opposing President Trump in every way humanly possible, on October 29th of 2021, the Lincoln Project claimed responsibility for staging a hoax white nationalist rally where affiliates of the Virginia Democratic Party dressed as right-wing protesters from the 2017 Charlottesville Unite the Right protest by carrying tiki torches and wearing white shirts. The purpose of the hoax was to make it appear that the 2021 Republican Virginia gubernatorial candidate Glenn Youngkin was backed by white supremacists who posed for pictures next to Youngkin's campaign bus. And Crickets Cheney took $5,000 from this group's big benefactor, Aberdeen Incorporated. Next on Liz's list is another group called Debevoise and Plimpton. These guys are totally in the tank for all things Democrat. In fact, they gave $244,759 to Joe Biden, $95,000 to the DNC, $28,000 to Cory Booker, $26,000 to Amy Klobuchar. They've also given money to Chuck Schumer, the Democrat Senatorial Campaign Committee, the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, and a whole bunch of other Democrats. In fact, it's a truckload of Democrats. Before we go on, let's remind ourselves of whose fundraising we're discussing.
Look, I'm a Republican. Well, not all Republicans. I pause because I've been kicked out of some party organizations, but I'm a Republican.
Yeah. Now you know why they were laughing so hard. But perhaps the most interesting funding source of our wayward representative is Capital Group Companies. They gave her $25,000 directly, and they also donated to her Great Task Pack. But they're also a huge benefactor of this group called American Bridge 21st Century. That's a political action committee created by Democrat Party operative David Brock. That name should be familiar to you, because David Brock is also the founder of Media Matters for America, along with Hillary Clinton and George Soros, directly. American Bridge's early supporters included Rob McKay, who was the chair of the Democracy Alliance. And don't forget, the guy that Liz Cheney was standing on the stage with on March 22nd is intimately involved with the Democracy Alliance. Major support for American Bridge comes from this group called the New Venture Fund. The New Venture Fund is a 501c3 funding and fiscal sponsorship nonprofit that makes grants to left-of-center advocacy and organizing projects. It is the largest 501c3 nonprofit. It was created and managed by Arabella Advisors, the group I told you at the beginning of the episode that spent $1.2 billion in the 2020 election. Arabella Advisors is a Washington, D.C.-based, quote-unquote, philanthropy consulting company that caters to major foundations and organizations of the political left. As of January 2020, Arabella Advisors said that they manage over several billion dollars in overall resources. The New Venture Fund is the wing of the Arabella Network most closely associated with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Reports claim that the Gates Foundation is the largest single donor to the new venture fund and that it provided seed funding for the group by committing $8.6 million to the new venture fund in 2008. Reports indicate that between 2009 and 2021, the new venture fund has received over $250 million from the Gates Foundation. And need I remind you who's behind that nuclear plant in Kemmerer? The plot thickens. In 2018, the New Venture Fund spent $90 million on civil rights, social action, and advocacy programs. They spent $87 million on, quote, environmental programs. They spent $66 million on youth development and education-focused projects. According to InfluenceWatch, the New Venture Fund, like all four nonprofits managed by the for-profit consultancy group Arabella Advisors, primarily exists to support and sponsor a number of fake groups, websites designed to look like standalone nonprofits. These fake groups rarely become fully fledged nonprofits. Instead, they typically exist to effect an issue advocacy campaign pushing left-wing policies that may disappear after the campaign is finished. Some of these fake groups include, and tell me if you sense a pattern here, the Black Civic Engagement Fund, that's the Democracy Alliance, the Climate Fund, Democracy Alliance, the Democracy Fund, Democracy Alliance, the Inclusive Economy Fund, yeah, that's the Democracy Alliance too, the Latino Engagement Fund, that's the Democracy Alliance, the New American Majority Fund, the Democracy Alliance, the Youth Engagement Fund, yeah, that's the Democracy Alliance, too. And my favorite group, True Friends of Coal. Oh, that one just gets me right in Campbell County. I bet they're all in favor of all the coal mines that we have in Wyoming. Yeah, probably not, since the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is their major benefactor, and Bill Gates is trying to put a nuclear plant down in Kemmerer. And these guys are associated with groups that gave money to our representative, Elizabeth Cheney. But Liz Cheney's list of funding sources go on and on. I've just given you a couple of them. So there's only one more question to ask. What is the great task? Well, it's certainly not to enact conservative policies. Whether inadvertently or on purpose, it appears that the great task is to turn Wyoming blue. The Wyoming media is telling you that all of these Democrats are giving money to Crickets Cheney because they just hate Donald Trump. That's an insult to your intelligence. And frankly, it's an insult to the great state of Wyoming. I've just given you a huge list of people that Liz Cheney is in bed with, either directly or indirectly. On March 22nd, she was standing on the stage. Well, actually, she was sitting on a stage next to a guy who has extraordinarily close ties to the Democracy Alliance and George Soros. So which gives you more pause? The long and very intricate list that I have detailed for you this morning, or a fundraiser that was organized by Kevin McCarthy? Again, don't take my word for any of this stuff. Do your own research. I've posted the links you need at cowboystatepolitics.com. Know who these people are, and find out that Liz Cheney and the Wyoming mainstream media are flat lying to you in order to do one thing, to make you fill in that little circle next to Liz Cheney's name. Have a good rest of your week, and we'll talk again on Saturday. From the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming, I'm David Iverson, and this is Cowboy State Politics.